The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Null. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen. The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Null. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
And now, Oklahoma City Sports Radio gets serious. With the dominant duo, Jim Traver and Al Eschbach, it's Total Dominance on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome back to the sports animal. Matt Ravis filling in for the ultimate Jim Traver. About time we bring in Al Eschbach for the show known as the Dominant
Duo.
Al, how are you today?
What do you want to know?
It's 70 degrees outside. I figured you'd be doing good.
It is nice. I mean, the weather the last couple of days for January, this is absolutely wonderful. It really is.
Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy. It's not super windy either, so it's great. How long did you make it in that game last night?
Oh, my goodness. I watched it, but it just... I bet the TV ratings were absolutely horrific for that game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when did you think it was over? Somewhere in the second quarter, I'm assuming? I mean, that's probably what most people...
I really thought in the first quarter it was kind of over.
You're probably right.
You know what we didn't say, and we were wrong?
What's that?
I'll admit, and we'll talk when we get Barry on. We said that TCU had the edge of quarterback. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. Georgia definitely had the edge of quarterback. This dude has been so underrated. All he does is make great passes. That's all he does.
Yeah. No, does he have elite arm talent? No. Is he going to run a 4.5, 4.6?
He'll make the check in the NFL. I guarantee he will.
He will. Yeah. He, look at the success Brock Purdy has had.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
So I would think that he'll get a chance too. So no, you're right about that. I mean, they've got so much going right. And you got to give it up to Todd Monken. Todd Monken, what a great game plan.
I tell you what, all my thoughts about him getting a head coaching job, getting another chance. So I think someone will give him a chance. They have to, what he's done with that offense.
He's the highest paid assistant in the country, and it's hard to say he doesn't deserve that because they're amazing. They're amazing what they do. They just got so much talent.
You know what? If Ohio State doesn't miss a 50-yard field goal, Georgia's not even – no one's talking about Georgia today.
That's exactly right. That could have been Ohio State there. That could have been Ohio State there.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's insane. To beat them, you have a quarterback that can make passes like Trout can.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And Duggan had made those passes all year long. Last night, it was throwing them to the other team.
Last three games, he's an interception machine.
Five, right? Five over the last three, and I think he had three before that. So that's probably what the real Max Duggan that we know.
Yeah, you're right.
He had a great year, Cinderella year, but he made every single throw they needed to in the regular season.
Let me tell you something. If their number, preseason number, is high next year, you go under in a heartbeat.
100% agree. 100% agree. So many fifth and sixth year players.
This is going to be a one-hit wonder.
So many fifth and sixth year players on that team. It's
and they, all the close games they won, they could have lost.
That's right.
This was not a dominant team at all.
Do you think maybe NIL, because you know people are going to be coming out of the woodwork trying to invest in them in the Dallas area. You think that might help at all or no?
I truly believe this isn't like a Texas and Alabama and Oklahoma where the passion is there. I mean, they'll have some, but they're not. I mean, they finished 19th in recruiting this year. So, next year, it'll be interesting because I saw one poll ranked 6th in the country.
Oh, that's way too high. Yeah, way too high. Well, that's a lot of respect.
Yeah.
A lot of respect.
Too much respect.
With Max Duggan being gone, I don't see how you can rank him that high.
Yeah, you have no idea if Chandler Morgan at OU, he was a nice backup. He would have been a nice backup at OU.
Started the season for him and then got hurt and Duggan came in. And so I'm with you.
Great receiver.
Their total's 8 or 9. I'll take the under all day.
And Georgia, we'll see Georgia. I mean, they're going to miss Bennett. They are definitely going to miss that dude.
No question. What a story for him, too. They didn't want him. They didn't even want him at one point. Want the guy.
That is, it's unbelievable. Man, oh, man, he made some plays.
He did. He can run a lot better, I think, than people give him credit for.
Yeah,
He's a better athlete than people give him credit. Now, does he have an elite arm? No. Is he elite physically? No. But he can do what you need.
All he can do is make completions.
Talent.
Yeah.
As much talent as they have, that's passes. All you got to do. How good is Brock Bowers, by the way? That guy could be in the NFL right now. The tight end.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. No, they were a machine. There's no doubt. Now, let's see if they can make it 3 in a row. They'll be favorite next year.
Now, there's a lot of people saying they didn't deserve to be there. Is that fair?
Why are you people saying they didn't deserve to be there?
Well, just because they got kicked last night. It's total hindsight.
Well, they beat Michigan.
They beat an undefeated number 2 Michigan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a little ridiculous.
So what more did they want them to do? Were they lucky this year? Yeah, they were really, really fortunate. Got every break that there was.
Do we need to say Georgia's the top dog now? Are they like a whole tier above Alabama, or do you still think they're right there?
Right now, they're the number one. They're the number one dog in the country.
So, I don't know how good Alabama's going to be post Bryce Young.
I know.
The backup, I wasn't real impressed with him this year. So,
yeah,
but then again,
yeah.
Nick Saban was looking pissed off on that stage last night. So I know he's going to be motivated.
Yeah, he had
with
to be really
David Pollack
off.
Right next to him, needling him the way that he was. No, he's not happy about Kirby Smart, right?
No, not at all. Because all of a sudden, the king of coaching at the second is Kirby Smart.
So I would expect a motivated, very well motivated Alabama team next year, but I don't know what the quarterback looks like. I mean, who's next year? I know it's early to say. But a lot of these top teams are going to be. I mean, Clemson. I wasn't real impressed with that quarterback.
Clemson. Ohio State needs a new quarterback. Obviously, Georgia's going to miss since Stetson Bennett, Bryce Young. And you got to have great quarterback play. I mean, and Stetson Bennett in the playoffs played great.
He did.
Look at that game against Ohio State in the fourth quarter. The passes he made. It was unbelievable.
Made every throw they needed him to.
Yeah.
No,
he scored 17 points.
I've been one of those people who has probably disrespected Stetson Bennett a little bit.
Oh, I was.
But
I've been
really
also.
Well.
You have to with the name. Stetson Bennett IV. Some rich kid.
So pretentious. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it is.
I dislike him not because of the name. Come on.
No, that's right. That's right. It seems like a good dude, though. And he's never going to have to buy another drink in Georgia his entire life.
Oh, yeah.
He'll get a chance at the NFL.
You talk about a hero.
What about Michigan? You think Michigan could be that team? I mean, they're.
I think the McCarthy kid. Now let's use Coach McSean next year, right?
Harbaugh, yeah, he's playing coy, and he's
talking to every NFL team out there right now.
And he's got maybe a level 1 violation bearing down on him
now,
which could change things too. So
But I like that McCarthy kid.
He can run. He can run, and
he can
he's got
run.
Good arm too.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him a lot. So
what about USC? I mean, they're keeping Alex Grinch. Can you believe that?
That's ridiculous. I mean, it is. That's insane.
You know
what?
Go ahead. Yeah.
I think they'll be in the playoff next year.
I agree with you. Washington should be good. Oregon should be good.
I think they got to go. Do they got to go to Oregon? Let's see who get their schedule next year. Their conference schedule. Now they'll get Utah at home because they went to Utah this year. If they play Utah, well, they'll play them.
They go to Oregon and they play. Let's see, the UCLA at home, Utah at home, like you said, and Washington at home.
Okay. So Oregon's the only tough road game?
And Notre Dame in conference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do they got? What's their non-conference schedule?
They play Nevada, they play Notre Dame, and they play, let's see here. Not showing it yet here. Let me get that.
Well, any team with Caleb Williams,
San Jose State is the other one.
Okay. They'll be really good next year. I don't know anybody in the Big 12 that's...
Texas going to be the favorite from the Big 12.
I saw this way too early poll. They were ranked like 16th.
Were they the highest team in the Big 12?
No, TCU was ranked 6th.
Oh, that's right. TCU was ahead of them. I don't know if you heard...
I bet in the Las Vegas odds, I bet Texas is favorite.
I don't know if you heard Cale Gundy on with Mark earlier. He was on with a whole hour. He said Quinn Ewers stinks. He said he is an average quarterback, average player.
Well, he was so up and down. I sort of agree with that. I mean, and you know what? You shouldn't want to. How about Manning not playing any of these All-Star games, not going to any camps? Does he not want to be compared against anybody?
It seems like that level of football he played at, he should have just absolutely lit it up. And his numbers don't indicate that, right?
That's
at least a little worrisome. I mean, especially with the name that he has and how much hype he has, you'd think that maybe he's get too much hype. So, no, there's no guarantee. No guarantee with him. No guarantee.
Yeah. It will be amazing to see. Okay, here we got the odds. I'm getting the odds for the championship right now. Let us go here. Georgia 13-4. Alabama 11-2. Ohio State 13-3. USC 10-1. God, where's Michigan? They gotta be fifth.
Way down.
Michigan LSU 14-1.
I think both those teams good value.
Texas, Clemson, Florida State 18-1. Every year Texas in the top 10 to win it.
They're gonna be favored in the Big 12, I think, next year. I really do.
Why? How many games did they lose this year? They weren't any good this year. Why should they be favored?
Well, they were 7-5, right? Were they 7-5 this year?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at OSU, they take a step down. I think TCU, we're both in agreement, they're taking a step down. It's almost by default that they're going to be favored in the Big 12.
Here we go. Tennessee, Penn State, 22-1. Oregon, 25-1. Oklahoma, Utah, TCU, 40-1. Let's see what Oklahoma State is. Oklahoma State is 100-1. Kansas State is 80-1. A&M, people finally wind up at A&M, 60-1.
Maybe A&M can have a storybook year like TCU did this year.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe the scrappy underdogs from College Station.
That is absolutely beautiful.
I mean, I said this exact same thing last year and I ended up being wrong, but outside of the top 5 or 6 teams, I just don't see another team that would sneak in there. But it's really, really early for that, I guess.
And it shows you how important recruiting is. That was 4 and 5 started against 3 stars. Look what happened.
No doubt. Even the freshmen and the backups, the second and third stringers who came in for Georgia, right? I was impressed with them and their athleticism and their level of physicality and all that. And
it does
show you that. It definitely does. And they're so far ahead of even an OU, I would say, right? You agree with that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even close. So
yeah, we will see we'll see if Georgia can do that. Not since Minnesota ran off 3 straight in 34 through 36. We don't count that. Anything before WW2, we shouldn't count.
They weren't even throwing the ball back then, were they?
Yeah, you're right. Get out of here, Minnesota. Three straight. If they could do that next year, and again, it'll be, if they can find a quarterback, I'm sure they got a quarterback. Doesn't mean highly recruited quarterback's going to play. Look at Spencer Rattler. We have no idea. Look at the dude at Clemson. We have no idea if the dude can play. You know, it's kind of interesting. Vandergrift,
him and Caleb Williams were one.
This dude better get in the transfer portal.
I was just thinking about him.
I bet in the spring, if he's number two to Deckard, he's out of there.
The other kid came in, Carson Beck came in and played instead of him.
Beck came in, and so he's number two.
Yeah, that's a lot of talent out there. A lot of talent. Yeah, he was committed to OU, like you said, right?
But and then can Beck make a play in the fourth quarter against Ohio State like Bennett did? He has to show me.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, do you have any? I mean, what do you think about this OU coach they hired today, the wide receiver?
That's
coach?
A great hire. Emmett Jones is a great hire
from Texas Tech.
Has great connections in Dallas area, at Duncanville, South Oak Cliff, and it is, and it's been rumored he's going. I think everybody knew the last week that this dude was going to be hired. He was the guy they wanted.
Yeah, so. I mean, it was. Do you feel bad for LaDainian Washington at all? I don't know how much of a chance he got. He did okay.
They're trying to retain him. I think Prince. You know, he's a young guy. He'll get a chance. Torquay could go to West Kentucky, but I think that he got a chance and. They got the kid out of Michigan receiver today. So, Joe Wheel. And then there's talk they may get the green kid from Oklahoma State.
Oh, really? The receiver?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. That would be. Yeah, that. I thought OSU fans were upset about Trace Ford. If Bryson Green goes too,
yeah,
they're really, really mad. So. I'm never really worried about that, but they'll have some quality receivers there. The really important thing is that he's got the high school connections in the Dallas area, like you
Without
said.
Without a doubt.
I think that is, recruiting is so important.
It is huge. Absolutely huge.
From that standpoint, like a great hire.
Yeah, that's a really, really good. I'll tell you, Brent's done a good job putting his staff together for the most part.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Does he need to? I've never heard you talk about this. As far as Ted Roof and calling the defense,
I think some change. I think that Brent really needs somebody, a defensive guy in the field that can talk the defense and not him all the time.
So we can focus on some of the other things he's got to focus on?
Yeah, focus. Absolutely, I do.
Yeah, his attention, I think, time management, timeout management, game management, all that suffered.
And then bitching about calls, he needs to get in the officials' ears. And there were a couple times this year that, it was a bad call. And Brent didn't do anything.
You got to work the officials. You can't split your attention. It's such a hard job. Head coaching is such a difficult job that you can't split your attention like that. So I'm 100% with you. So I want to see that.
You know, that's why Bob Stoops did a magnificent job. You know, he had Mike and then Brent helping Mike with the defense. And then he let Leach do his thing. And so,
That's tough.
It's tough.
It got a lot of pride, I'm sure, as a coach to give that up. It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what Brent got to do some things that people say they're little things, but they turn out to be big things.
Right. Absolutely. Hey, what do you think yesterday about Alan Bowman going to Oklahoma State? I didn't realize he was even up at Michigan. I stay up on that kind of stuff.
It's a good pickup. It's a gamble. If it works, it's good. I'm sure he's not promised a job. There'll be a battle up there. See if he can win it, right?
You would hope so. That to me is a step down, though, for sure, from Spencer Sanders. I know OSU fans are.
Oh, it's a huge step down.
Are sick of that, but that I would not be necessarily happy with that. Now he's a guy who's got experience. He's played a lot of football.
No,
he's very accurate.
It's a good pickup. I like the pickup for them. I would think if I had to guess, I think he'd be the starter. And Barry Kilbrey, but they better get their offensive line better protect. Because Sanders, with his legs, was a huge part of that offense this year.
No, he was. And if you can't block for the guy, then that's it. That's why you like having a guy who can run.
I wonder why he hasn't announced for Auburn yet.
Why do you think that is? Is he still working NIL stuff? Is the only thing I can think of.
Probably. I guess. I mean, it's really kind of strange. Somebody came out last week saying that he committed to Auburn, but he hasn't come out and said he's going there.
It's so hard to So hard to make sense of.
Well, you know, and Hugh Freeze isn't a guy that's going to shy away from money, right?
No, no, he's not afraid to get his hands dirty. No question. Yeah. He's proven that. By the way, Alan Bowman has -9 rushing yards in his career. So that's, that's certainly a step down.
That's so.
On that deal. But this will be his sixth year, Alan Bowman? Will this be his sixth year?
Yeah, he was a freshman in 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. This is his sixth year.
Crazy, crazy. All right, we need to hit a OG&E break. Switch to paperless billing. You can help plant a tree. OGE.com. We'll come back and we'll talk about the Thunder. We've got a national TV game tonight. Thoughts on the NFL games this weekend as well with Al Eschbach. Matt Ravis filling in for Jim Traber. The show is known as The Dominant
Duo.
WWLS, the sports animal, is on everywhere, anywhere, anytime, and on any device. At work, listen on thesportsanimal.com or on the go on the Sports Animal app. At home, tell Alexa and Google to play WWLS, the sports animal. And we're always on the radio dial at 98.1 FM and 930 AM. The Sports Animal, streaming to wherever you are. Driven by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Quick, easy. Trusted.
This is it. This is the year. Enough dreaming about growing my business.
Easy. Trusted. The Sports Animal Studios, powered by the OKC Thunder. NBA All-Star voting is now live. Vote Thunder every day, now through January 21st. Cast your vote at OKCThunder.com/vote. And now, more total dominance.
Total dominance.
On 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
That is correct. Matt Ravis filling in for Jim Traber. Got Al Eschbach. It is the dominant. Al, we have Thunder basketball tonight, 6:30.
Pre-game, yes, we do.
Pre-game starting at 5 o'clock. A couple long days for you.
Yes.
Got to be tough. Somebody's got to do it.
That's exactly right.
This is a national TV game for the Thunder. It's the first, I think, if I have this right, the first national TV game since Game 7 against the Rockets, which was in September of 2020. So
that's unbelievable.
Over 2 years ago. So that and the fact that SGA got as many all-star votes as he did from the fans, I think Al shows that this team, at least SGA, is getting a lot of recognition.
Yeah, which is good. That's for SGA to get the votes that he's gotten without any TV time is amazing. Really amazing.
It really is. This Thunder team is like a lot of other small market teams. When they're out of sight, they're out of mind. And you don't think of that. But SGA, I think, has just been kind of almost undeniable this year. And so.
Yeah. And let the world see him, see what he's doing. I mean, it's, you look at that trade with the Clippers and what an incredible trade that was. Wow. It's one thing. Presti has failed on some draft pick, but trade wise, he is amazing.
This season, SGA has 1,114 points. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard combined have 1,024. So he scored more than both those guys combined.
Well, and look at the age difference.
That's right. That's right. How bad? I mean, Kawhi Leonard is an incredible player, but is there a chance that might be the worst contract in basketball?
Boy, it's what? How many more years has he got on his contract?
He's got this year, and then two more, and it's a player option in 2024.
Yeah, these teams trying to put together super teams. Look what happens, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. And when these players too try to put them together, I think that they want to.
Oh yeah, like the Lakers, like LeBron.
Yeah, they want to play with their friends and don't really think about how that's going to work out necessarily. I don't know. I mean, I think the Clippers. Steve Ballmer is never going to want to blow it up, but at a certain point, it makes you wonder if they need to make some sort of decision, because it doesn't seem like those two guys are just ever going to be healthy.
No. That's like Anthony Davis in Clipper in Lakerland. So it's interesting. I tell you, what a team got some really good young players is the Indiana Pacers.
I like the Pacers with Rick Carlisle too. He's a great coach.
Yep.
Halliburton, I think, is a tremendous player. We can start there. Yeah.
Absolutely. I tell you, he's having a great year. Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield. You think he's going to stay with that team, or you think he'll get traded? He'd be an excellent trade chip.
They'd have to get something really good for him, man.
Shooting 43% from beyond the arc.
He's going to get down as one of the best three-point shooters in the history of the game.
You're right. He could be right there behind Steph Curry, and we argue about Klay Thompson, but he could be right there.
Yeah.
Shoots 40% for his career, and he takes 8 threes a game.
Who's it, Mathurin? I mean,
great player, great pick for them.
Miles Turner, we didn't think he was. I mean, remember last year, we thought he was going to be gone in February at the trade deadline.
That's right. No, and he's been able to stay healthy, which is, I feel like that's kind of the thing with him. He's got to stay healthy. Duarte, he's not playing as well this year, but, you know, he.
On the other side in the East, the Hawks are a mess.
They are. I don't know what they do there.
There's talk that Trae Young may demand getting out of there.
Yeah. What kind of trade value does he have? I think that he is a great player individually. I just think you have to sort of defensively, you have to kind of hide him. And he's not proven that he can, you know, that he's ultimately a winning player in the playoffs. I know they had that one run, but it was definitely aided by injuries on the teams they played.
Well, you know, and he's shooting 31.4 from three.
Yeah.
That's terrible for him.
No, that is.
Taking 7.1 a game.
Great passer. A lot of fun to watch. And I think that
Yeah. They got a lot of talent, that team. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It doesn't make much sense. It doesn't make much sense.
No.
So,
Look at that roster. Him, Murray, Bogdanovich, Hunter Collins, Capella. I mean, are you kidding me?
They should be better. They should be a lot better. They should be a lot better. What do you think about the Nets? And Kevin Durant goes out. I was looking at the shooting stats, though, for that team, and it is just stupid, Al. They've got so many guys who are shooting a ridiculous percentage from beyond the arc. You've got T.J. Warren, 35%, Kyrie, 37%, Joe Harris, 37%, Kevin Durant, 37%. You know, Patty Mills shoot upwards of 40%. So is Seth Curry and Markieff Morris. They're one of the best three-point shooting teams of all time right now at this point. But Kevin Durant goes out. I don't know. That's going to be tough for them.
How long is he going to be out for?
It looks like maybe a month or so. The MCL.
Yeah.
They were not very good without him last year.
No. Irving, let's give Irving. I don't like the dude, but let's give him credit.
Irving is playing great.
Yeah.
He is playing great. Averaging 26 points a game. He's shooting almost 50% from the field. Like I said, 37% from three. So he's playing great.
We all knew he could play if he just kept his head on straight, which he never has shown he can do for a long period of time.
And that's why I don't really take him that seriously as a contender, do you? Because I just don't, between him and look, Kevin Durant is playing great.
I like Boston and Milwaukee so much.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia is awfully talented, too. I mean, don't you think they're really talented?
I liked them to make the finals, or the Eastern Conference Finals, at least, this year. I get the vibe that Harden and Embiid don't like each other very much.
There were reports about a month ago, I was on occasion, said, well, Harden may be open to go back to Houston. Are you kidding me?
That is such a ploy by him, don't you think?
No doubt about it.
Such a leverage play. He's not good enough, I think, to be hinging your whole entire team anymore on him. Now, I love Embiid. When he's healthy, he is dominant. When James Harden's playing right, that's a really, really good team. And they're playing some good ball as recently as, late December. But, yeah, that's feels like they got a cap on their ceiling.
Well, you know, he's really, really, really good. He's right there with Harden. Maybe even better is Maxey.
Maxey's a good player. That's a great pick for them.
Maxey, right now, he's averaging 21.5. Harden, 22.0. Yeah.
That was a great, great pick for them. And, yeah, it makes
you
wonder.
Oh, my God. The Thunder could have had him.
They could have. They absolutely could have.
Maxey's shooting 40.8 from three-point range.
Man, where did he go? Like 20, in the 20s, right?
Yeah, late 20s, I think it was.
Or late 20s?
Yeah, let me check here. I think
21.
Yeah, I mean, are you kidding me?
That would have been a fantastic pick. Do you take the Cavs seriously at all? Or are they too young?
Yeah, they're good. No, you look at their roster, they're good.
I'm not a big Donovan Mitchell fan, but I think that's literally the perfect situation for him.
I think you know, he's a guy we got to give credit for. He's a volume shooter, but this year he's really fit in with them, really fit in well with them.
No, he has. Evan Mobley, I mean, we talk about a great draft pick. Evan Mobley.
Whew, Garland.
Wish the Thunder had him. Didn't think he'd be an all-star, Garland. I did not think that.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine if the Thunder could have gotten Mobley?
He is so good defensively. He's already probably one of the two or three best players in terms of rim protection in the league.
So, what do you this year's draft, you got to get another big, right?
Like a center, is that what you're saying? Or is somebody who can just size-wise?
A 4-5 guy? Because you got Holmgren and you got to need somebody else, right?
I think they could maybe find one of those on the in the draft, like later in the draft. I don't want them to use their top pick on necessarily a big. Although, I mean,
what do you want them to pick?
Preferably a wing who can shoot. We'll see how this bears out. But there's a couple guys like Brandon Miller from Alabama. I think looks really good. One of the Thompson twins in the overtime. So we'll see.
Okay, give me your starting lineup in 2 years from now.
2 years from now, SGA and Holmgren, I think, are locks to be on this team 2 years from now. I think Jalen Williams is practically a lock to be on this team from now. So I'll start with those three guys. I don't know about Lou Dort. I don't know if he's going to be on this team. I think he's a trade chip, and that means I need one more spot here. I'll say Giddey. I don't know about Dort.
So who's your you're going to start? Okay, who's your fifth starter?
SGA. It's probably a player that's not on the roster right now, I would say.
Okay.
But that's tough I think Giddey, we're starting to see a little bit of what he can be, and he's actually shooting pretty well from beyond the arc.
So don't you want another big to start with Holmgren? Who are you starting?
I think they want to go positionless a little bit, though. And I think you've seen a little bit, but you can get a big for cheap. Like, they might be able to draft, like, a guy in the 20s that can play center for you.
Yeah, I think you get more like getting a shooting guy, a small forward in the 20s.
Could be. It could. This draft
looks
deep.
Look at Maxey. Look at Maxey. Look at Jordan Poole, where he went. Another guy that was late first round.
I'm just saying, if you're looking for a traditional center, I don't think you have to spend a high pick on a guy like that. I think you can.
Well, isn't Holmgren going to be your center?
Yeah, but he's not a traditional guy. I didn't know if that's what you were saying.
Wouldn't you want a strong forward?
A bigger, they need one of those for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. I think we're on the same page there. Yeah, they would need one, and maybe they spend a high pick on that guy. I just don't know if he's in this draft. Do you?
No.
It is really early.
Year, they got so many draft picks next year, it's unbelievable,
and
right?
One of these drafts are going to have kids straight out of high school, too, which is going to double, basically, the field, or not, maybe not double it, but it's going to make it a lot deeper. So,
and I would think that'd be next year, wouldn't it?
That's what it looks like. It should be. I mean, it should already be happening in the NBA, but...
Because next year they got the Clippers pick, which could be really good. Who else they got next year's pick? They got theirs, they got the Clippers. Who else they got?
Rockets? One of the Rockets picks next year?
I think they got a Rocket pick, yeah.
Yeah, 24. Okay, so they have their own. They have the Clippers. They have the Rockets. The Rockets pick is top four protected. So if that falls in the top four, they won't get that. And then
you
they have
what?
The Jazz pick, too,
The Rockets are going to get somebody good this year. They're not going to be one of the four worst teams next year, I don't think.
Yeah, they're kind of a mess. I don't know what to expect from them. But that Clippers pick is totally unprotected. The Rockets pick is top four protected. And then they have a Jazz pick that's top 10 protected next year. So that's four, including their own.
They could make some deals. They could. Oh. Yeah. That's why if you get like a top six pick this year, and then you're going to be better, or you try to win next year, and then you got the other picks, then you're on your way to something. Then you're going really, really going in the right direction.
I would agree with you. They still need to make some good picks. They still need to hit on some. But so far, it looks like, I mean, we'll see on Holmgren. That's a to be determined. So far, it looks like Jalen Williams was an excellent pick.
Great pick.
So far, that looks like you need more picks like that. And I think the strategy is we're going to make a bunch of draft picks and just hope that a couple of them hit, knowing that some of them won't. But
next year's going to be a huge year for Terrence Mann.
For Trey Mann, I don't like him a lot.
Yeah.
I don't like the shots that he takes, his shot selection.
And he's so inconsistent.
I think Isaiah Joe has filled that role.
I agree. I totally agree with you.
Totally. And I don't know, maybe they know what they have in him and they don't want to play him as much. It's almost like the Aaron Wiggins thing. I can't figure out why Aaron Wiggins can't get on the floor more too. Because all he does
7-0
is make,
when he starts.
All he does is make winning plays, Al.
Yeah.
That's all he does on both sides of the floor. And so
yeah.
You almost wonder if they know what they have in those guys. I think Baisley's traded. You agree with that?
Yeah, I think in February he's probably gone.
I mean, he's not getting consistent minutes for this team. Yeah. So very good. We need to take an OG&E break, switch to paperless billing. At OG&E.com, you can help plant a tree. We need to bring in Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman. And then we've got Thunder pregame coming up here in 20 minutes. This show has been the dominant
duo.
This is your Oklahoma City Thunder All Access Pass, sponsored by Oklahoma Men's Clinic. Now here's Gideon Hamilton on WWLS, the sports animal.
City Thunder hit the road tonight. They go to Miami. Head coach Mark Daigneault on the advantage of having a versatile lineup.
Really, the opportunity that's in it is it allows you to explore kind of the boundaries of your system. You can adapt to opponents. You can adapt to different lineups and not have to, like, change everything. You can make, you know, small, subtle adjustments.
It's Thunder versus Heat tonight. Tip off at 6:30.
This has been your Oklahoma City Thunder All Access Pass on your Oklahoma City Thunder flagship station. WWLS. WWLS-FM, The Village, Oklahoma City, your home of the Oklahoma City Thunder. The sports animal. A Cumulus Media Station.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.